Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, along with co-hosts Art Malin and Desmond Bennett, welcoming you to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have reports as to what's going on in your outdoors, as well as a great interview with Mike Persons from Muskies Incorporated, and also an interview with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Steve Jensen. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
You wanna get outdoors, you wanna have some fun.
Imitation is the greatest form of flattery, but don't go with a cheap imitation when you can go with a Flow from Hayward Power Sports. Flow has been leading the way for 30 years. They were the first and are still the best in modular roll-in docks. Flow dock systems are rock solid and the easiest to install, level, and remove. Their easy leveling leg system lets you level the dock from the top side without ever getting wet. Select a welded-on aluminum surface in either gray or alumigrain finishes with long-lasting bake-on anti-slip paint finish. For a quantum leap forward in boat lift technology, check out Flow at Hayward Power Sports. Their patented vertical screwdrive lift is easier, faster, quieter, and smoother than other lifts. The easy leveling legs allow you to lower your lift 9.5 inches from the bottom, allowing it to work in less water. All Flow products come with a 15-year limited warranty, so if you want the best, go with the Flow at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77 or at haywardpowersports.com.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop in for their great lunch menu, and you can enjoy your lunch right out on their deck. Lynn's also has fresh cut-to-order steaks, as well as a great selection of brats and sausages for those great summer cookouts. Lynn's also has a variety of snack sticks, jerky, cheese curds, and much, much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 4, and Sundays 10 to 3. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward. Big fish stories come to life at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The world's largest shrine to freshwater anglers boasts a 4.5-story tall walk-through muskie that's a half a city block long. It's like taking a peek into Granddad's old tackle box with thousands of mounted fish, antique outboard motors, and historical sport fishing artifacts. Stop in and take a chance on the 2018 $18,000 Lumacraft boat powered by a 50-horse Mercury outboard sponsored by John's Motorsports of Hayward. See the big ones that didn't get away at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Highways 27 and B in Hayward. Open daily from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and busy around here today, Art.
Yeah, you know, it's that kind of, that time of year when there are a lot of people up here and a lot of people are having fun fishing and doing other things.
Well, you look like the archery department's jumping too, and we got Desmond in here. Morning, Desmond.
Good morning.
Let's talk about the fishing a little bit. What's been going on? Walleye still action has still been fairly good on places like the Chippewa Flowage, but I know the crappie fishing have been pretty good, but they're still kind of scattered out there.
On the Clear Lakes, the best time to crappie fish is just before dark. That seems to be when they come in, unless you can find a school someplace, and that's kind of hard to do.
Well, it does everywhere that way, unless you're fishing the deeper. When you get them deeper, it doesn't seem to matter. Same thing with the walleyes. If you can get the action going in 18, 20 feet of water, it doesn't matter. Even a bright day can be good sometimes.
I was on Chautauqua last week, and we were looking for perch, large perch, and we ended up with 20 that average about 10 to 11 inches long. Now, the thing that I noticed about Chautauqua is that it's completely covered with curly leaf pondweed.
This late yet?
Yep, it's just starting to die. There's no natural weed growth in that lake anymore.
You know, in muskie fishing, I'm getting good reports on the muskie fishing, but it's kind of sporadic, which is common for the summertime. I mean, you have good days and you have tough days, but I think there the key is to watch your weather patterns, watch your fronts, and watch your moon times, rise and set of the moon, and that stuff. And that's all important when it comes to summer muskies. You got weather front coming in, that kind of trumps everything. But
oh, I think so. Once you got weather.
No, pike fishing's good. I know that from what I've seen out there in other lakes. And northern pike action's been pretty good. The smaller pike up shallow, it'll go a little bit deeper. You get the bigger pike. And I know bass fishing, hearing mixed reports on, depending on the lake. I know you guys are out, Desmond, on
won the Bass League the other night. That wasn't so good even.
Yeah, no, Lake Namakagan did not produce well for anybody. I didn't stick around for weigh-ins because I didn't have a reason to, but didn't hear any spectacular reports from anybody.
There were fish caught, I mean, but there was not a lot. And it was the same 2 weeks ago or a week ago, the same thing out there.
Absolutely. It just, you know, high-pressure lake, hot weather, just not the most ideal conditions.
Water temperatures are up, and I'll look in here as we're recording this. I get a little bit of cool down, that water temperature dropping back down. You know, I made a trip with me and another one of the guys that went over to the Turtle Flambeau Flowage. Over there, you know, we saw water temperatures in the, from 76 degrees up to almost 80 degrees, 78, 79 degrees.
It's happening. It depends upon how shallow or how deep it is, quite frankly. I think that's the main thing. That Turtle Flambeau is an interesting piece of water.
Interesting, but can be kind of treacherous. You got to really watch where you're going over there. It's the third largest lake in the state of Wisconsin. We got this incredible amount of lakes up here in northern Wisconsin, if you really come down to it.
I understand that you like their camping situation over on the Flambeau.
Well, the campsites were beautiful over there. I mean, I couldn't believe the DNR did an excellent job on them. They're, you know, manicured almost down and cleaned out. It was kind of an interesting lake. And you know, I could tell you that I'm only an hour and 15 minutes from that landing from my house, so I'm going to get over there. I don't know why I fished it years ago and I got away from it, but I'm going to go over there now, and I'm going to try to get around to all the different lakes if I can, because there's just so much to explore up here. And Desmond's sitting here shaking her head.
I am. I'm thinking just about the lakes I've been on or tried to be on even in the past week. Three or four new lakes, even in, you know, within 30 minutes of Hayward.
You know, and it's not that difficult with the mapping today. I was going to save this for later in the show, but, you know, with the electronic mapping we have today, like we run the Humminbird units and we have the Lake Master, which Humminbird actually owns Lake Master, and the map card, you get out on lakes like, well, you mentioned the Turtle Flambeau, where you better stay in the river channel and you better watch where you're going, because there's stumps out there in 18 feet of water, a foot underneath the water. You know, but when the maps are so accurate that you can run over there and reasonably feel that you're not going to hit something, you know, and learning lakes, it's incredible. Now, the detail is in these mapping systems now.
That's true. And how they do it is they use two boats to map the lake, which is kind of interesting. I've watched them do that. So I know that what they're saying in the map is really what's there.
Well, actually, you know, the new Humminbird stuff now, as of the Generation 2 and the Helix, all of the units have what's called AutoChart Live in them. You've got a little favorite puddle that you fish that doesn't have a lake map of it. If you go out on that lake and you put it in AutoChart Live and you drive back and forth and crosshatch the lake, you can actually create your own lake map in 1 foot contours. It'll actually remap the lake.
I didn't know that.
Oh, it's amazing. This electronic stuff is getting crazy now. It's just very interesting as to what's going on. Now, let's talk about a couple things. We're going to be talking about the Muskies and Kids Day in the next segment of the show coming up here, Art. But also, we've got the Hayward Bass Club's going to have a bass tournament for kids coming up, too.
Yeah, that's going to be held, I think. Let me look. I've got it here, and I can't find it.
Okay.
Well, no, I got it. August 19th.
August 19th, you know, and then you've got other things that we're going to talk about a little bit later in the show, too. You've got the scope thing coming up.
Right, and that's something interesting that if you want to hunt or fish, you want to go to one of these scopes. I don't care when you were born. Yeah. I mean, you got to do it.
Family fun day. We're going to talk about that as the show goes on here. Right now, we're going to take a break and hear from some of our fine sponsors, and when we come back, you've got an interview you did with Mike Persons, the president of our local Muskies Inc. chapter, talking about the Muskies Inc. Kids Day that'll be coming up here very shortly.
Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and they've now expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. No matter what you're fishing for, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. And while you're there, in their bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. And also don't forget, now they carry Shoremaster docks, lifts, and accessories at Hayward Bait and Bottle.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Finally, Fish and a Lun from Hayward Power Sports. Lun boats are built by fishermen for fishermen. Catch your limit in a fully loaded 2018 Lun 1675 Impact SS for just $27,570. That's more than $6,000 under the MSRP. Lun's meticulous design is a perfect balance of strength and performance. Enjoy boating's best warranty with 3 years of bow to stern coverage and lifetime hull coverage. Plus, it's transferable, adding to the excellent resale value. Get your Lun at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control, a day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, call myself, John Myrie, at 715-462-9402. Or Art Malin at 715-865-2336. Or you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com. And then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and co-hosts Art Malin and Desmond Bennett. And we're talking about a lot of different things. Art, you had a chance to talk to Mike Persons, the president of Muskeezick, about the Kids' Day.
Yeah, the Kids' Day is really a big day for youngsters, especially if you want to get your youngster involved in fishing, period. It doesn't have to be musky fishing, but that's kind of what their goal is. And I am surprised that we have so many volunteers that help, but Mike did say he needs a few more people on land. The other thing is, if you're interested in being a guide, you don't have to be a professional guide, just know what you're doing. Take your boat down there, and they'll assign a couple, two or three kids to your boat, and you'll have a ball, really.
Des, you going to get out to that?
I don't know. We'll have to see. August is shaping up to be a pretty busy month.
Well, it kind of is for me, too, because I'm making that Alaska trip, you know. Anyway, let's hear that good interview you got, Art, and we come back. We'll have another interview and more on your outdoors.
Spending some time today with Mike Persson, who is the president of the local chapter of Muskies, Inc., and Mike is sort of the perennial president.
Yeah, it's been quite a while.
And we want to talk a little bit about the program that you guys got coming up around the 1st of August.
Yeah, actually, it's the first Sunday of August, and that would be Sunday the 5th this year. And so we have our annual Kids Fishing Day. Take kids fishing on that Sunday morning from approximately 9 to noon. We meet out at the Black Iron Bar and Grill on the Tiger Cat flowage, and we fish the Tiger Cat and some other neighboring lakes. And then at noon, the kids come back in, and we have a big barbecue lunch for them and their family members if they like. And then we have a chart. Everybody writes down the fish they caught, and we talk about that. And then we have a prize bag for each youngster, probably a $30 value with all the stuff we put in there. And so every youngster gets a prize bag. And so it's a real good morning of fishing, and we all have fun.
You know, that's neat. How old do you have to be involved? Is there a limit on ages?
We say approximately 10 to 16. The younger kids, we fish for panfish or bass. The older kids, if they want, fish for muskies. Uh-huh. But we try to adapt to whoever shows up. Sometimes we have some youngsters as young as 8, and we'll take them. They all need to sign up, though, at Hayward Bait and Tackle. We need a permission signature from the parents, and then we also need to make sure that we don't have more kids than we can take care of. We usually have 15 guides approximately, so we can take out 30 kids. And as I said, we try to accommodate the youngsters according to their abilities or interests.
Now, when you say you have some guides, 15 guides, can anybody do that? Any fishermen?
Sure. And you don't have to be a good fisherman, Art. You don't have to be a professional guide. All you need is interest and enthusiasm, and of course, be willing to work with the kids and have the patience, you know, to show them, teach them, and help them catch some fish.
Now, there was some time years ago that some of the guides went to different lakes. Are they kind of just permanently going to be fishing the Tiger Cat flowage?
No, the guides. The fellas or women that take the kids fishing can go to anywhere they want. But of course, you can't go too far because we're doing this roughly between 9 and noon on that Sunday. But some people go to Lost Land Lake. There's always a couple usually that go to a Spider. There's even been a couple of fellows that sometimes have gone back to the Chippewa Flowage because their boat's in the water there. So it's up to the guides where they'd like to go. The different guides are told in advance that, you know, we've got a variety of age groups, and so who would you like to fish with? And so we have some of the guides that bring, you know, lightweight equipment with the expectation they're going to fish with younger kids. And then we have some of the guides that know that they're probably going to be paired up with older kids who probably are going to want a musky fish or whatever. So we juggle it around and match it up so that each guide has a good time and the kids have a good time too.
And once again, if they want to get involved, they go to Hayward Bait and Tackle to register.
Correct. Yeah, that we need them to sign up in advance so that we have a signature from the parent or guardian giving permission, and then also it allows us to allocate the exact number of kids and guides that we have available so that we don't have too many kids, we don't want anybody disappointed, and at the same time the guides know that if they're going to show up that Sunday morning, they're going to have a good time too.
So if I wanted to guide, would I contact you, or how do I do that?
That'd be fine. Or contact Hayward Bait and Tackle. They'll put the guide person in touch with me, and I'm in the phone book, so if somebody wants to give me a call and join us, that'd be swell. And then we also need some people on land. We need some people that can organize the food, some people that can cook, help hand out the prizes, fill the prize bags. So while the youngsters are out fishing, we're organizing the prize bags, the food, and the different things that are involved.
Sounds real neat. I think you really might want to think about that if you're a listener, or if you know somebody who may want to get their kid involved in fishing. It's a great opportunity. Mike, I want to thank you so much. And once again, this is going to be when?
It's the first Sunday of August, so it's Sunday, August 5th this year. And we get together, as I said, about 8:30 at the Black Iron Bar and Grill and Tiger Cat Foliage and fish from 9 till noon.
Well, it was interesting listening to him. We do need to take another break, Art, and hear from more of our fine sponsors. We come back, we'll have an interview with one of the fishing guides here in the Hayward area. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
Check out OC Outfitters for all your fishing, hunting, and camping needs this year. They're ready to get you out on the lake with everything from rods and reels to licenses and live bait. Come see their Columbia clothing for men, women, and children. They have a full line of shirts, rain gear, shorts, and jackets, and they have new rifles, shotguns, and handguns to choose from. New this season, a propane filling station. That's OC Outfitters, 4 miles east of Hayward on Highway B, open 7 days a week. Phone 715-634-1044.
The most common bills you can't prepare for are vehicle repairs and medical expenses. Quick Check in Hayward is here to help when you're a little short. Get the cash you need today when the unexpected happens between paydays. Keep your utilities on. Avoid late fees and overdraft charges. When there's too much month at the end of your money, Quick Check is the safe, secure, and easy way to get you the emergency funds you need. Quick Check, next to Hayward Bait and Tackle. 715-634-9753.
Pet owners, if there's a word better than inexpensive, it's free. Hayward Animal Hospital has always offered a free wellness exam with the vaccination of your pet. Your cat or dog will be given the highest quality and most comprehensive vaccines available to ensure continued protection against a variety of diseases with no hidden exam fees. The next time your pet needs vaccinations, consider a free wellness exam and Dr. Ostrander's over 30 years of experience. Hayward Animal Hospital is located on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales with a mechanic on duty Monday through Friday. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors, and myself, John Myrie, and co-hosts Art Malin and Desmond Bennett. And, you know, we got a lot of different things going on up here right now. And one of the things is that, you know, I've caught some awful big fishing after dark, muskies-wise.
I think generally, I caught my biggest fish late in the day. But I've had a lot of fish at night, and that's kind of fun when you're alone in a boat.
Well, it's right, be spooky when you're alone because it's difficult enough to net them at night. But, you know, I've caught, I've caught some awful big fish after dark. And I had a chance here a while back to talk to a Hayward area fishing guide, Steve Jensen, about night fishing. So let's hear what he had to say about fishing after dark for muskies. Steve, you know, when it comes to summer muskie fishing, at some point here, we start seeing a very pronounced night action thing once that water temperature gets up. And I don't know if there's anything else triggers it, but the water temperature gets up there and night fishing becomes pretty productive.
Yeah, it absolutely can, John. And a lot of people have the misconception that muskies can't bite after dark or don't bite after dark. And actually, they're very efficient predators after dark. I generally don't do it until we're getting into mid to late summer. Usually by then, the mosquitoes are easing back a little bit. The bug hatches are sort of slowing down, and you really see a start of that night bite coming on. And it usually coincides with some of the higher water temperatures that we have with the summer.
Usually fish the same type of areas, basically, too.
Oh, absolutely. It? Absolutely we do. We generally do. We'll fish even shallower than I would be during the day because I think a lot of those fish maybe move up. But I'm generally focusing on those edges, those mid-lake bars, and those mid-lake points that are sticking out in that deep water.
And a lot of people would think topwater baits, but, you know, they'll hit bucktails and jerkbaits, crankbaits, especially stuff that moves in a straight line.
Absolutely. That's the one thing is you generally want to use straight retrieve baits, not so much the start and stop. You will have more fish miss those. I'm usually using larger bucktails, big double-bladed spinner baits. Topwater is effective at times, but generally not my number one go-to. And then large crankbaits are also very effective, too.
Your strike on, when you're throwing a bucktail, the strike is a little different at night, though, usually, because they attack it different.
Yeah, it is a weird deal. Typically, during the day, I'm working my blades as fast as I can comfortably. You know, we're burning them, we're moving quick, we're making them look like a bait fish that's fleeing away. And as soon as the sun sets and the water's getting darker, we're slowing down. And once it gets complete dark, I'm slowing way down, and we're just slow rolling those big blades in. And the bite is often just a tick or a thump. And then the rod loads up with weight. So if you feel anything weird after dark, I'm always setting the hook.
You know, and that's the thing. I think what happens after dark is they come up from behind it, overtake it, where during the daytime, they always try to attack it from the side.
Yep, so they're wrapping around and trying to head shoot it when it's daylight out. And after dark, you are exactly right. They come up behind it, and they'll actually slowly come up behind it and just engulf it from the rear. So that's just a weird bite. And a lot of times what you'll feel is the presence of your lure being gone, meaning you feel the resistance, all of a sudden you don't feel any resistance, and that's the fish grabbing the bait, overtaking, and then coming forward with it, and you get slack line, you don't realize that the fish is there. So if it feels like your lure just disappeared, I would set the hook as well. And like I say, most of the bites are just a real light tick or a light thump, and then the rod loads up. When you feel that, I usually hesitate just a half a second, let the fish turn to the side, and then crack them as hard as I can.
The other thing, too, is that, you know, you get a lot more boatside strikes at night. It seems like they don't see the one of the factors is they see the boat, they don't strike at the side of the boat. But where they can't see the boat, whether dark conditions or dark water conditions, they can be right there next to the boat.
Absolutely. In fact, I would say after dark, our figure eight strikes probably go up another 25% or 30%. A lot of the fish do bite there. Especially the bigger ones, so it's always important and imperative that you do two full figure eights. And I always tell my clients to just go slow and smooth. You don't need to rip through the figure eight once it gets dark. You're not trying to trigger that fish. You just want to keep the bait moving and give them the opportunity to catch up to it at dark. And a lot of times those bites come on your very first turn, but I've seen numerous times we've caught fish after dark after 5, 6, 7, 8, even 10 figure eights, John. So if you sense that there is a fish there, keep it going. Don't get too fast and erratic like I like to do during the day. Keep it slow and steady, and you usually catch them.
And the last tip we probably should give people is to try to keep that boat organized and clean and try to be more organized.
Yep. Don't have baits laying all over. That's probably the biggest one. Choose your three or four lures that you're going to use. Put them on rods. Have those rods rigged. And put everything else away. Have the net ready. Have headlamps ready. And just be aware that the mosquitoes are the one thing that's going to come out. So have a little bit of bug spray. And spend some time after dark, and you'll certainly have some success.
You know, mosquitoes usually come out, but then shortly after that, they're gone again.
Yeah, typically that's the deal. And now that we're getting, you know, into mid to late July, the bugs seem to ease off a bit. But usually I have a half an hour to an hour where it's a little bit insane. And then after that, they usually, you know, ease up a bit.
Steve, you want to give out some information? Somebody looking for a good muskie guide this summer?
Yeah, you bet. If somebody wants to get out and chase a big one after dark, give me a call at 715-558-3709 or at fishhunts.com, or you can always stop down here with bait and bottle as well.
Thank you.
You bet, John.
Well, that was interesting, too. And I know, Desmond, you've got a couple interesting things you want to talk about here when it comes to the women's fishing thing.
Yeah, you know, it's been a pretty humbling week for me on the water with not a lot of action. So I figured I'd talk about some other ladies' accomplishments.
Well, you know, you were out with me. We didn't do that good. We were focusing mostly on filming. We're going to talk about that, too.
Right, right. Yeah. So first I want to note Wisconsin Women Fish, my ladies' fishing club. We've had women in tournaments all summer, but there was one. It was a Powder Puff tournament down in Sheboygan. It was an all women's tournament, but there's no requirement that it be only females in the boat. So Wisconsin Women Fish sent at least one team. They were the only all female boat out of the entire tournament, 52 teams, and they were able to place 16th with at least 22 pounds of salmon. So
that's pretty good.
Yeah, you know, getting out there on the big lakes, dealing with fog, dealing with big waves, it's a whole other beast. It's not something I've conquered yet.
I got a hunch you didn't use your kayak.
I don't think anybody was small craft fishing there, no. And then also something we're going to post on John's Facebook. Wildlife Enthusiast Magazine put out an article recently about the 30 most influential female anglers in North America. And several of them are women that I follow already, but it's just a great list to see what all these women are out there doing and how much they're bringing to the sport.
And I know you're going to be posting some tips and stuff on our Facebook thing on that too, on the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors Facebook. And you're talking about that, we actually been out doing a little bit of video filming for some little tips. We're going to run a little tip segment, Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Tips, which are just little tidbits that help you enjoy fishing and outdoors a little more.
Absolutely. Less than 2 minutes. We'll keep them posted on our Facebook. Go like our Facebook page and also follow along to the YouTube channel so you can see those as they come in. And if you've got any questions or tips that you'd like to see, reach out to one of us on Facebook.
Yeah, you can get to our Facebook page through our website at WNOradio.net or just do a search for John Myrie or for Wisconsin Northland Outdoors on Google. I know, Art, you got a couple things here we're going to talk about is interesting.
Well, the thing that I want to expand a little bit about is a SCOPE program. Now, that's being presented to anyone who was born after January 1st of 73. You got to complete the Hunter Education course. And the course covers understanding firearms, firearms care and storage, marksmanship, hunter responsibilities, field care, handling outdoor emergencies, and more. There's no age limit to enroll, but you have to at least be able to do it at about a 12-year-old's level. The courses in Hayward are going to be at the middle school from 6 to 8:30, August 7, 9, 14, and August 11, a class at 8 a.m. to 2:30 at the Hayward Rod and Gun Club.
Well, you know, that SCOPE Day is something I try to get to every year, but it seems like I wind up in the middle of guide trips and stuff.
I have been to two of them, and it's fun.
I got to say, I went through this, you know, I'm 32, but there's no age limit on that SCOPE class, and I went through it in the spring, and I found it tremendously helpful. You know, I've been around firearms a little bit, but getting that kind of real thorough understanding, it was very, very beneficial, and I'd recommend it to anybody who just wants to make sure they know what they need to know outdoors.
You know, and anybody that doesn't think that there's more and more women getting into hunting out there and fishing, just come to, you look in any catalog, come to any bait shop. There are bows, archery equipment, outdoor clothing that's specifically for women, color patterns and fit and everything.
Absolutely. One of my favorite things I've seen recently is a brand called Miss Mayfly that's come out with a line of waders specifically designed for women. If you can imagine putting on a pair of waders that are set up for a man's body, they don't always work with the way the ladies are shaped. And it's really cool to see companies that are designing gear that's functional, cute, and still in the same price range as all the guys' gear.
We're about out of time here for this week, and I want to remind folks that if you do miss a show, I will put the show up on every week on our YouTube page and on our podcast page. And the easiest way to get to that is to log on the internet and go to our website, which is wnoradio.net. From there, you can link through to our podcast and to the YouTube. Been an interesting show here, Desmond.
Absolutely. Always a good time.
Well, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And Art, we're out of time for this week.
Take a youngster fishing. You might have a ball.
And we'll see you again next week, folks.
Listen with me. I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.